I'm here at the Radical Women Freedom Socialist Party office in San Francisco and interviewing Anita O'Shea of Baycor. Saturday, January 21st at 11 a.m., the anti-abortion group Walk for Life returns to San Francisco for the second time on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. People are encouraged to come out and support a woman's right to control her body. Walk for Life West Coast's mission is to establish a new West Coast tradition celebrating life. They're calling solidarity among women and all people of goodwill in affirming human life, i.e. eliminating abortion. Their mission is to change the perceptions of a society that thinks abortion is an answer. Abortion does violence to women and their children, both physically and emotionally, harms women and men, divides families and society. Women and all people deserve better than abortion. Their mission is to shed light on all issues of life, but particularly to change hearts hurt by the violence of abortion. So in real terms, this means they want the outlaw abortion. Anita, why don't you introduce yourself and introduce the Baycor Coalition.
Okay. So my name is Anita O'Shea, and I'm a member of Bay Area Radical Women, and I'm also active in the Bay Area Coalition for Our Reproductive Rights, which is Baycor. And Baycor is a coalition of groups and individuals. We're very multi-issue, and we've been working against the right-wing attacks on abortion and fighting for women's health rights for all women. And we've demanded a lot of things over the years and come together since last year's Walk for Life. We've worked against Prop 73 and also worked against the Roberts nomination and Alito now. And then we've also called for no coerced sterilization, free available birth control and emergency contraception without restriction, and complete informed choices about options and health effects, as well as free quality health care, child care. We want sex education, and we have various other demands, but basically we want health rights for all people, queer, young people, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, people of color, and full autonomy for women.
Okay, why don't you talk about anti-abortion and anti-women's reproductive rights legislation, both legislation that's gone through and legislation that's pending, so that you listeners can understand the importance of the situation, why it's so important to fight these groups tooth and nail, especially when they come into a city like San Francisco.
Well, right now, the current situation is that people like Roberts and Alito are really vying over the Supreme Court, and they're really trying to make sure that women don't have a right to choose. And recently in California, we had Prop 73, which is the Parental Notification Initiative, and it lost, thank God, or thank whoever. And that was the result of people really working towards fighting Schwarzenegger's super right-wing anti-worker initiatives and anti-women, anti-youth, and anti-initiatives. And people were really outraged. So it was really a part of a movement against trying to chip away at our rights collectively. And what Prop 73 specifically was about is that they wanted to make it so that people under 18 would have to tell their parents if they were going to get an abortion. And there are 33 other states that have similar laws that are either parental notification or parental consent. So a lot of places where there are these kinds of laws, young women are more at risk of having dangerous illegal abortions, of, you know, getting in trouble with their families and putting themselves in danger because of their families, either if they're not tolerant or whatever. And so that's kind of what's going on with youth in the country. And then as far as other legislation, I mean, there's been things like the Hyde Amendment, which basically says that if you're on Medicaid, you can't get an abortion. You can't, they won't fund your abortion. It's totally racist, and it's based on, you know, a lot of the standards in this country that say that if you're poor, you don't deserve good health care. And what we're trying to do in BayCorp is to say that everyone deserves good health care. We deserve quality health care that includes all of the different choices that we need, including birth control and abortion and childcare. So, and then also, I think part of the current situation is that there are a lot of welfare cuts and cuts to our basic rights, so that it makes it hard for us to have a really great quality of life that we deserve.
Yeah, a lot of, just an aside, a lot of government money seems to be spent inefficiently, because on the in the TANF program, they put millions of dollars into promoting things like marriage and stuff like that, a situation where they think there should not be single parents, or in some cases even parents on welfare who have children, and the public system is not providing abortion for low-income people. Also, the system is not providing enough abortion all around. I think it's like 13% of the counties in the country and 30% of the counties in San Francisco supply it. So it's more and more difficult for people to get abortions. But talk about what problems women run into when they want an abortion but can't get an abortion and are forced to have a child.
Well, yeah, like you said, it's really hard to get an abortion in this country. If you live in a rural community and you have to travel somewhere else in order to even be seen at a clinic, that's really difficult. Also, there are a lot of violent, you know, attacks on clinics all across the country, and that really makes it hard for people. And I think for women who can't get an abortion and instead basically are forced to have children, I mean, that's not my personal experience, but I can imagine that it's really difficult when, you know, the school system is not being funded and it's not the level that we wanted to see, when all this money is going into really repressive wars and it's not going into things that we need at home. It really has a devastating effect, because it's like, if you can't afford to even provide basic health care for your children, I mean, that's really psychologically and physically damaging. So we're really working to make sure that that is not, that for women who do want to have children, that they'll have those basic needs met. And also, really, what's going on, Radical Women, and also with a lot of people in BayCorp, we're really trying to fight against a larger system of capitalism that says that, you know, we're not good enough, that we have to compete over basically crumbs. And we're like, no, we don't need to do that. We need, you know, a system that provides for everything that we need. And that's what's going to help, you know, women to be able to make that choice and be able to say, okay, I have all the options in front of me. Now I can make an informed choice and a healthy one.
From the Feminists for Life of America website, womendeservebetter.org, apparently Senator Elizabeth Dole on November 8th and November 9th by Congresswoman Melissa Hart, there's something in Congress Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Pregnant and Parenting Students Act of 2005, if passed, will provide $10 million for 200 grants to encourage institutions of higher education to establish and operate a pregnant and parenting student services office. And they talk probably the same way as pro-abortion people would talk about all the problems that young women have if they become pregnant and want to get a higher education and take part in the economic life of the country, you know, not fall into poverty or just hoping that a man comes to take care of them. Now, this, it sounds pretty good on the face of it. It'll provide funding for students to get some help, child care and things like that. This is obviously coming from an anti-abortion group. So this type of a situation is being set up and apparently being used to push the fact that there should not be abortion. Does this mean there should not be abortion, or should there be abortion and have those services too? And what I'm really getting into is how well organized, how well funded, and how sophisticated these organizations are that are doing this, and how far their reach is spreading out. They're using a lot of civil rights activism that left-wing people use, and kind of making like they're in that context when they're really very right-wing. So I'm asking you a lot of questions at once, but okay. What does it seem like this kind of legislation is intended to do, and all the propaganda that they're putting out around it?
Well, I think it is just what you said. I mean, they have a lot of money, they have a lot of resources, and I think that they're really trying to push an agenda so that, you know, abortion doesn't exist. And that is crazy. Because there should absolutely be an abortion, you know, and yes, we want childcare services. We want, you know, especially younger women to be able to have kids and do it in a way that's healthy and that is, you know, that they have what they need to take care of their kids and themselves. But abortion is just as important, you know, and I think they're really trying to frame it like abortion is violent when it's not. Taking away a woman's right to choose what she does with her own body, that's violence. You know, forced sterilization, that's violence, you know? And I think that they're trying to frame it more as, I don't know. I think someone in Baycorp put it really well when they were sort of countering what their little slogan is for the Walk for Life, women deserve better. She said women know better, because women are the ones who decide what happens to them. And that's, you know, that's what we're really talking about. It's about control. And really, we are fighting for each individual to have control over their own body. And with the Feminists for Life and the Walk for Life in particular, they're really into being like, leave your bloody fetus signs at home. Like, we don't want, you know, we're peaceful. And I think that it makes it seem like there's not this really concentrated effort to take away women's rights when there is, and our government is behind that. And the control issue is that the ones controlling the money and the resources are saying women can't have abortion, women can't have real healthcare options. So.
Right, so it's a pitched battle, and of course pro-abortion people are taking these stances because of what these laws and limiting abortions do to women and what kind of violence comes out of it. So it's really important to get people out. They're expecting at least 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 people out again, and need to be met with at least a similar effort to last year. So talk about what organizing strategies BayCor and related groups are taking up and what people can do to get involved and help.
Well, we've been organizing a really concentrated outreach effort because we want to get as many different groups of people out there. We have groups like the Raging Grannies, the San Francisco Labor Council behind us and endorsing California Coalition Women Prisoners. Those are just a few groups, as well as clinics and individuals and feminists from all over the Bay Area. And we're, because the Walk for Life is, it's organized by right wingers, so they're not only anti-abortion, they're also anti-queer people, and they're, you know, the same women who organized it last year, the ones who organized, you know, anti-gay marriage protests and stuff like that. So we're also working with the queer community, and a lot of BayCor members are in a part of the queer community as well. And I think that we're really just doing things very grassroots. You know, we don't have a lot, we don't have as many resources as these huge groups like Feminists for Life have. So we're doing things really, you know, we're making phone calls, we're making connections with people and really movement building and, you know, making sure that everyone's in it for the long haul and not just saying, you know, we're not just saying, oh, come on, everybody, get out there with your signs. Like, we want that to happen too, but we're also building a movement and we're saying that, you know, most people on the West Coast and certainly in the United States want healthcare rights for everybody, and we don't want limitations on, you know, what we choose to do with our own bodies. And I think that's, I mean, that's basically what we're doing, doing tons of outreach and making sure that people get out there on January 21st.
Okay. One more question, put it into a political perspective. There's coming under fire for radical tactics for doing this as opposed to some mythical, polite discussion kind of tactics. Now, the Walk for Life last year talked at length about how their goal is to reform the Democratic Party so that they're against abortion, to change that stance, to bring it more into line with how conservative it is on most other stances. The Crusade for Life came in here, and I talked to a couple of them, and they admitted that they're anti-gay and lesbian because it's against God's, it's against God's law, God's will, whatever, and therefore the complete abolition of Planned Parenthood, because against, again, it's from God's will, it's taking sex out of the context of between a husband and wife to bring children into play. Now, in that last year's event, groups like Planned Parenthood and other groups that operate on government grants were out on the street wooing the Democratic Party politicians to continue to support and fund abortion while the conservatives are wooing that party to stop that. So the Democratic Party's right in the middle of it. Where do the radical groups stand and how, you know, why are the type of tactics that BayCor uses really needed to counter this legislative battle?
Well, BayCor is not really trying to woo anybody. We are a group that really believes that you can't depend on the Democrats or the Republicans. You can't really depend on the police, certainly, and that we're really into taking matters into our own hands, sort of, so to speak. And certainly in Radical Women, you know, we see it as a women's fight and workers' fight, and it's really important that we're calling for a movement for reproductive rights that's also against capitalism, because capitalism is what is fundamentally is taking away and leeching away from our health rights. So, yeah, and I think with BayCor, we certainly want to work with all different kinds of people. Democrats, if they identify as Democrat or Green Party or whatever. I mean, this is a very broad coalition, so we work with a lot of different kinds of people. But yeah, we're not trying to convince the Democrats one way or the other. I think that our work as a movement and as a collective and with groups of people sort of speaks for itself, in that, you know, we worked against Prop 73 and Prop 73 lost. You know, getting people out in the streets is really what makes change. So that's what we're really concerned with.
Great. Announce the event again and what people can do to be connected.
Okay, so January 21st, we are having a counter demonstration to the Walk for Life, and we are meeting up at 11 a.m. at Pier Number 1 to the left of the Ferry Building at the Embarcadero and Market Streets in San Francisco. And we are also having planning meetings if people want to check that out and work with Baycor. They're held every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at 1908 Mission Street. And it's one block from the 16th Street and Mission BART station in San Francisco. And should I give contact information as well? Okay, so if you want to get involved, if you want to endorse, if you just want to, you know, help us flyer or make phone calls and email all your buddies, you can email Baycor at bacorinfo@riseup.net. That's BACORR info. It's all one word, at riseup.net. And you can also call 415-864-1278. Also, there's a website for Baycor, and we should have a lot of information up there pretty soon. It's www.baycor.org.
Okay, thank you very much, Anita.
Thank you.